The family of a terminally ill Indigenous man is fighting to have him released from custody so he can die at home. Last week, the 48-year-old Northern Territory man was given a prison sentence in Queensland for a series of driving offences. That was despite doctors providing a letter to the court saying he may only have 6 months to live. Jane Barden reports.
Maxine Wallace can't bear the prospect that her husband may die in custody.
He's got a short life and he should be released and back to his loved ones, surrounded by his family.
Last week, Marshall Wallace was sentenced to 15 months in prison in Mount Isa with no prospect of parole for 5 months. He'd been caught driving without a licence and was facing other motor offence warrants following several previous similar convictions. His wife had provided a letter from his doctors telling the court he had terminal liver cancer.
Marshall has a short life expectancy, 69 months at best, not medically fit for custody.
Originally from a remote Northern Territory community, the couple moved to Mount Isa to access chemotherapy.
I was in the car and I told him to leave the car, but he said, I'm too weak to walk.
Mr. Wallace is to be incarcerated in the prison ward of a hospital in Brisbane. His wife can't afford to move to the city.
We don't know much about Brisbane. We don't know nothing at all about city life.
And do you feel really that that will leave Marshall on his own being treated in that hospital?
Yes, he'll be on his own and no one will visit him. We've got no family out in Brisbane.
Joy Priest is his sister-in-law.
The law's the law, but it would mean that Marshall will deteriorate and die very slowly without his family and without dignity.
The CEO of the Queensland Indigenous Legal Aid Service, Shane Duffy, said the court considered the illness.
The sentence that Mr. Wallace received was within the range that was available to the court. But there's a whole lot of Aboriginal people right around the country that these minor offences do snowball and they end up with a term in prison.
The rates of sick Indigenous people being imprisoned continue to rise nationally, contrary to the recommendations of the Aboriginal Deaths in Custody Royal Commission.
There's been well over 300 deaths in custody since 1991, and the Royal Commission clearly articulated a prevention and a diversion process to address the root causes of why people offend.
The only legal avenue open to Mr. Wallace now is compassionate release, an option usually reserved for life sentence prisoners.
We're in the middle of looking at making an exceptional circumstances parole application as soon as practically possible.
The Corrective Services Department says that application can only be considered by the Independent Parole Board. The Minister's office says he has no powers to intervene.
Jane Barden.